Hello and welcome to this week's episode of Ours to Protect. This past week saw the launch of Powering Prosperity, Ireland's offshore wind industrial strategy, the first of its kind for Ireland. The strategy's vision is to build a successful new offshore wind energy sector by the end of this decade, and to ensure that sector creates significant value and up to 5,000 jobs in offshore wind energy and related industries. Its overarching objective is to maximise the industrial development opportunity arising from OWE production here and to create clean, green, renewable industries of the future. Here's Enterprise Minister Simon Coveney.
Our new national offshore wind strategy, Powering Prosperity, has the real potential to power prosperity for this country in years to come. It will transform our economy and society by developing a successful, vibrant and impactful offshore wind sector. The strategy is about ensuring that high-quality employment opportunities are created as Ireland delivers on its offshore wind ambition. Powering Prosperity is about positioning Ireland to become a global leader in offshore wind and sets out a pathway to 2030 for Ireland to become internationally recognised as a source of growing entrepreneurial companies offering innovative value propositions to the offshore wind sector, both at home and overseas.
Europe is unprepared for the climate risks it faces. That's according to a new report from the European Environment Agency. Ellen Butler has more.
This is the first such risk assessment study carried out by the EEA. It says there needs to be more action to prepare for half of the 36 significant climate risks to the continent, which have potentially severe consequences. The study says the most pressing risks are heat stress, floods, the health of marine life, as well as dealing with solidarity funds like loss and damage. Southern Europe was identified as a hotspot region, which found there needs to be urgent action to keep crops protected, as well as wildlife, people and buildings. The report authors say not enough is being done to adapt to the risks of climate change and said this should be the final wake-up call to governments across Europe. According to Met Aaron, temperatures in 2023 were 1.5 degrees above the pre-industrial era, which is the target in the Paris Accord to limit the worst effects of climate change.
Ireland needs to plant more trees, according to our European Commissioner. Statistics from the Department of Agriculture show Ireland was planting around 20,000 trees per year in the mid-1990s, but by 2022 it was down to around 2,000 new trees. The EU has committed to planting 3 billion trees across Europe by 2030. Ireland's European Commissioner, Mairead McGuinness, says she wants to see Ireland go much further.
It's important for all member states to do it, so it's the European Commission's drive to see more trees planted. And really it's about planning for the future, because those trees won't have a massive impact as they are very tiny, but they will grow. And in time, they will do their work around climate and biodiversity. And if we don't start now, we won't get to that future that we absolutely need.
Finally, Meath landowners can apply for support to create wildlife ponds, mini woodlands, mini orchards, or plans for nature on their land. Applications are welcomed through an online portal from March 15th to March 31st. The Hare's Corner, an innovative biodiversity initiative, is being rolled out this year to landowners in Meath in conjunction with Meath County Council. This follows the recent successful piloting of the non-profit initiative in Clare and Mayo, which saw a total of 590 Hare's Corner actions implemented in those counties since 2021. Inspired by the term the Hare's Corner, an old farming expression for an awkward section of a field that wasn't intensively farmed and so was left to nature, this project aims to help create habitats that have proven benefits to biodiversity, climate action, as well as to the well-being of participants. And that's all from this week's episode. You can find out more information on lmfm.ie/ours to protect and join us at the same time again next week.